Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, did you know that as of January 1, 2015, self-employed persons will find it easier to file and pay their taxes and statutory obligations? This with the introduction of a self-employed person's annual return of income, taxes and contributions form, SO4. That's right, the SO4 form replaces the ITO1, ETO1, NHT and NIS annual declarations, which previously had to be completed and submitted at three separate agencies with separate payments. This means for the tax year 2014 and onwards, self-employed persons will now use one form, make one payment at one place to meet their obligations by filing and paying at any tax office using the SO4. For further information, call the Tax Administration Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357 or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
In today's program, we look at important tips to follow when purchasing a used motor vehicle and how to determine the model year of a vehicle. This is Get the Facts. Stay with us. When purchasing a motor vehicle, there are certain factors that you should take into consideration.
They should really ensure that they themselves do a proper safety analysis of the motor vehicle. Ensure that you have seat belts that are working. Ensure that airbags are in these motor vehicles. Ensure that, you know, most modern vehicles now have ABS. Ensure that the vehicle has ABS. Because what ABS does, in case the wheels are locked up, you can still steer. Vehicles without ABS, once the wheels are locked up, you cannot steer. So the manufacturers have basically allowed put the safety mechanism within the motor vehicle.
Director of the Road Safety Unit, Kenya Tair. You should also ensure that a mechanical check is conducted on the vehicle before purchase. Check to make sure that the engine and chassis numbers on the relevant documents correspond with the engine and chassis numbers on the vehicle. Additionally, make the necessary checks to verify the model year as advertised by the car dealer.
It's important for you to know it because it has insurance ramifications, and you really don't want to be insuring a vehicle wrongfully. You want to ensure if you're driving a 2014 vehicle, you're really insuring a 2014 vehicle and not a 2012 or 2011. So you really need to get on top of that. You need to let that be part of your mantra to ensure that you're driving the correct year vehicle.
The year of manufacture is indicated in the vehicle identification number, VIN.
That's the guide as it relates to the model year of motor vehicles. Now, what you will find happened is that it's governed by the ISO standard, which for the most part, if the vehicle has a 14-digit VIN, which is alphanumeric, it's the 8-digit in that 14-digit VIN that will tell you the year. So whatever letter it is, whether it is A, B, R, C, R, D, what you will then do is look at the motor vehicle import policy document and you'll see what year that motor vehicle is. If it is a 17-digit VIN, which is alphanumeric again, that 10th digit will tell you the model year of that motor vehicle. Now, this is for the vehicles that are manufactured and labeled in accordance with the ISO standard. Now, one thing that we must understand, not all motor vehicle manufacturers adhere to the ISO standard.
Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Kenya Tair. If you have doubts about the year your vehicle was manufactured, contact the Island Traffic Authority or the Trade Board for assistance. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore. Get the Facts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.